Welcome and thank you for standing by. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. All participants are in a listen-only mode for the duration of today's call. I would now like to turn the call over to your host, Chairwoman Gladys Dutrieu. You may begin.
Good morning. I hereby call to order this fourth meeting of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for the year 2022. At this time, I'd like to take a roll call of my fellow commissioners that are joining us for today's meeting. When I state your name, just please say present. Commissioner Ralph Unora?
Present.
Vice Chairman John Coleman?
Present.
And I am present, giving us a quorum. At today's meeting, which is open to the public, the commission will act on various matters. There's no opportunity for the public to address the commission at this public meeting. The commission meeting motions, statements, and audio will be available on the commission's website later today. The first matter on this morning's agenda is the approval of the minutes for the meeting of February 3, 2022, and I will call upon Commissioner Unora, who is the editor of those minutes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have reviewed the minutes of the February 3rd, 2022 public meeting and move that they be approved as submitted.
You have heard the motion of Commissioner Unora. Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Second by Vice Chairman Coleman. Any further discussion, any objections to approving the minutes as approved? Hearing no objection, the minutes are adopted by a voice vote or, VI. I'm stumbling right now. The minutes are adopted. We're going to turn it over to our secretary, Rosemary Chiavetta. Rosemary is going to lead us through today's agenda. Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Good morning, Madam Chairman and Commissioners. Your various bureaus and offices have prepared the following agenda items for your consideration. Therefore, let us begin on page one with matters presented by Director Sophie and the Office of Special Assistance. It is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order regarding the petition for declaratory order filed by LeBrandy Machine Shop versus the Metropolitan Edison Company and the Borough of Middletown.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Continuing on page one, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the opinion and order in the formal complaint of Elvin Ocasio versus the Philadelphia Gas Works.
Is there a motion to adopt staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion?
Chairman, this is Vice Chairman Coleman. I do have a motion on this matter.
Vice Chairman Coleman.
Thank you. I'd ask that my motion be entered in the records if I read it in its entirety. Before the Commission for consideration are the exceptions of Elvin Ocasio in his complaint against Philadelphia Gas Works. The complainant challenged the company's finding of meter tampering and theft of service at the service address. The complainant also disputed the bill issued to him for the unauthorized gas usage. The complainant has owned the service address and resided there since 1998. On March 21, 2003, the gas service at the service address was terminated for non-payment. On March 16, 2018, PGW abandoned the gas service to the service address at the main. On that same day, the complainant called PGW twice and asked about having the service restored. The PGW technician visited the service address and conducted an unbilled usage investigation. Following the technician's visit, the complainant received the bill from PGW for approximately $20,000 in connection with the theft of service from 2003 to 2018. The complainant filed an informal complaint stating that he was trying to have service turned back on in his name the complaint then filed, his formal complaint, where, again, he stated his intent to have service restored in his name. The administrative law judge denied the formal complaint because the complainant failed to meet his burden of proof. In its exceptions, the complainant continues to argue that he is not responsible for the unmetered use because he did not tamper with the meter. In its replies to exceptions, PGW asserts that the complainant has not provided any evidence or witness to support his claims. The complainant's exceptions fail to provide a reason as a matter of law or fact to reverse the or modify the initial decision. PGW properly determined that meter tampering and theft of service occurred at the service address. PGW then properly billed the complaint for unauthorized gas usage. Immediately preceding the theft of service, the complainant was PGW's customer. The complainant continued to reside at the service address and sought to have gas service restored in his name. PGW has the right to bill and receive payment for the utility service supplied. Also, PGW's calculations on complainant's bill for unauthorized usage is reasonable and consistent with the company's customary practice. PGW used the historic usage at the service address, the number of degree days during the relevant period to calculate the amount due. If the complainant's household size or energy use changed after 2003, it was the complainant's meter tampering in action that prevented PGW from having more recent data for its calculations of the bill. For these reasons, the complainant's exception should be denied. I do note that the complainant's meter registered evidence of tampering between 2003 and 2004. The PGW employee did not visit the service address until 2018 to abandon service at the main. The commission has previously warned PGW that its failure to gain access to the meter after years of inactivity is unacceptable. The commission has also stated that PGW's failure to investigate suspected tampering may be considered unreasonable service. I wish to reemphasize that theft of service is not only a financial issue for PGW and its ratepayers, but a public safety issue. The unsafe condition created by meter tampering and the theft of service can cause serious personal injury or extensive property damage. Fortunately, neither occurred in this case despite almost 15 years of unauthorized usage. PGW and all of its natural gas distribution companies have the duty to monitor their distribution facilities to prevent occurrence of theft of service. Therefore, I move that the exceptions of Elvin Ocasio are denied. The initial decision in the meter in the matter of Elvin Ocasio versus Philadelphia Gas Works at docket number F2018-3003709 is affirmed, and that the Office of Special Assistance prepare an opinion in order consistent with this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Coleman. Is there a second to the motion?
Yanora, second.
Second by Commissioner Yanora. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0. On the matter as amended, is there any objection to taking the previous roll call? Hearing no objection, the matter as amended passes 3-0.
Turning to page 2, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 2, beginning with the application of Hands That Help, LLC, and continuing the omnibus to include both items on page 3 and both items on page 4, ending the omnibus with the application of PL Logistics, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
In order, second.
I'm stumbling today. Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Yanora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page 5 and matters presented by Director Diskin and the Bureau of Technical Utility Services, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion all three items on page 5, beginning with the application of Service Electric Cable TV Incorporated, and continuing the omnibus to include all three items on page 6, and including and ending the omnibus on page 7, with a tentative order canceling the certificates of public convenience of certain motor carriers.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page 8 and matters presented by Chief Counsel Hicks and the Law Bureau, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 8, beginning with the petition for reconsideration filed by Triangle Energy LLC, doing business as Bid Energy Group, and ending the omnibus with the Commission's order extending the waiver of regulations regarding service requirements.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page 9 and matters presented by Chief ALJ Rainey and the Office of Administrative Law Judge, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 9, beginning with ALJ Haas's recommended decision regarding the Norfolk Southern Railway Company, and ending the omnibus with ALJ Long's initial decision in the complaint by the PUC's Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement versus the West Penn Power Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Madam Chairman, that concludes the regular agenda. Turning now to the carry-in. On page 1 of the carry-in agenda, it is recommended by the Office of Special Assistance that, consistent with 4 PA Code Section 1.43C, the notational vote of the Commission regarding the compliance filing of the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority be recorded and entered into the minutes of today's public meeting.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
And finally, turning to page 2 of the carry-in, it is recommended by the Bureau of Technical Utility Services that the Commission adopt the proposed order regarding the application of M Group Energy Solutions, LLC, doing business as TMG Energy.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Madam Chairman and Commissioners, that concludes all agenda items to be considered today.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. Before we adjourn today's meeting, we have a few items to discuss. I want to turn it over to Commissioner Unora, who's going to give remarks for us on Fix a Weak Fix a Leak Week. Commissioner Unora.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next week, beginning March 14th, is the National Fix a Leak Week, when we will highlight the importance of safe drinking water, along with the role of water efficiency and conservation effects. As a member of the NARU Committee on Water, I feel it's important to increase awareness and understanding about issues surrounding the use of water. For example, easy-to-fix household leaks nationwide waste nearly 1 trillion gallons of water per year. That's equivalent to the amount of water used by 11 million homes annually. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, an estimated 10% of all homes have leaks that waste more than 10,000 gallons of water every year. Households across the country are encouraged to check their fixtures for leaks and consider the environmental and the economic impact of wasted water. We encourage consumers to check the PUC website and social media channels during the coming week for tips and information about simple things they can do to identify fix-a-leaks around their house. And remember that leaks can run, but they can't hide. We hope that you will check your leaks and drips in your house, in your homes today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Unora. So this past Tuesday, March 8th, the world recognized International Women's Day. It is a global day dedicated to the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. Each March, we also recognize Women's History Month to commemorate and encourage study, observance, and celebration of the vital role of women in American history. This year, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania's Multi-Agency Women's History Planning Committee is holding a virtual celebration on Wednesday, March 23rd at noon. The national theme for 2022 is Women Providing Healing, Promoting Hope, which captures the spirit of these challenging times. The 60-minute program includes a panel discussion on healthcare, mental health, and spiritual care. There also will be entertainment. Employees can register for the program by visiting the link on the PUC's website. I also want to take a moment to recognize an important date in the history of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. March 31st marks the 85th anniversary of the establishment of the PUC as an independent administrative agency. It is the date that Act 43 of 1937 replace the Public Service Commission with the Public Utility Commission. Its role was to better supervise and regulate all public utilities doing business in the Commonwealth. For more than eight decades, the commissioners who came before us and my colleagues here today have faithfully carried out our mission of balancing the needs of consumers and utilities. Since those early days, safety and reliability have been a key mission for the PUC and its predecessor agencies, whether that involves railroads, electric and natural gas lines, and water service, or more modern issues like cybersecurity, renewable energy, and autonomous vehicles. The challenges facing utilities and their consumers continue to evolve. And as we have seen throughout our history, as the General Assembly and the Governor have entrusted our Commission with new statutory responsibilities, it is appropriate when celebrating the history of the Public Utility Commission to thank the men and women who make up our dedicated and skilled staff, both past and present. And the Commission is always working to address new challenges while remaining dedicated to our mission of serving the public service. So, happy 85th anniversary to the Public Utility Commission. Before we adjourn today, I want to recognize the departure of two of our long-term members of the PUC family. We are sorry to say goodbye to both Arlene McMillan of the Chairman's Office, my office, and June Perry, our Director of Legislative Affairs. But it's fitting, I say it's very fitting, since they have been friends and co-workers for so long, and we're saying goodbye to them today at the same time. So let's start with Arlene. She began her career at the Commission in July 2000 as a clerk typist in MIS, reporting to the IT manager. In January 2004, Arlene began her first tour of duty, working with Legislative Affairs Director June Perry as an executive secretary. In June 2005, Arlene received a promotion to administrative officer in the office of the late Commissioner Bill Shane. Arlene returned to work with June in the Office of Legislative Affairs in January 2007 as an executive secretary after the commissioner's term ended. June notes that former Chairman Rob Paulson stole Arlene from Legislative Affairs in 2011. She likes to tell that story often. Since then, Arlene has served as an executive secretary and then as an administrative officer at my front desk outside of the chairman's office. In her current position, she is responsible for coordinating the responses to correspondence to the chairman's office from consumers and all stakeholders, coordinating correspondence from the governor's office, and managing the timekeeping for all commissioners' offices. She assists with public meeting motions and statements. And for many, Arlene's office often was the first commission staff who our visitors met. She always offered a smile and a kind greeting as she directed our guests to the commissioner's offices and the executive conference rooms. Arlene also was the first person you would talk to when you're calling the chairman's office. She always took the lead in coordinating commissioner's office events such as the quite popular cookie crunch at the holidays. June notes that she always appreciated Arlene's professionalism, efficiency in getting the job done, and friendship. And I echo those comments. On behalf of my staff and my fellow commissioners and their staff, past and present, I want to thank Arlene for her many years of service to our agency. We all counted on Arlene for so much. While I know she will stay in touch, we will miss her smile and her warm welcome whether we arrive for work or we're just visiting. I know that Arlene looks forward to spending more time with her family, her son Matthew, her daughter Heather, and grandson Rob. We know that she enjoys joining her daughter and her friends for craft get-togethers and tea parties. We know that she will have a lot of fun in retirement. So, Arlene, we wish you good health and good luck with everything you do in the future. And now let's turn to Arlene's longtime colleague, June Perry. As it was with Arlene, it is very bittersweet to note the much-deserved retirement of June Perry. June is our longest-serving Bureau Director among the Commission's current senior management team. It is not an overstatement that every achievement of a legislative priority, every new statutory responsibility, passage and signing of every budget, every confirmation of a Commissioner nominee in the last 23 years, June was there. She was involved. She was updating the commissioners at the time. She was working her contacts in the House and the Senate. She was counting the votes and studying the amendments and working with our staff on the analyses. And that's not even considering the most likely many thousands of legislative inquiries that she fielded for us over two decades. We owe her our gratitude and our admiration for all that she has accomplished for our commission. We are happy to take this opportunity to celebrate June's career and contributions as a member of our PUC family. June was born and raised in Wellsboro, Tioga County. She earned her bachelor's degree in political science from Lock Haven University. She earned her master's degree in public administration at Shippensburg University while also interning in the Senate Policy and Development and Research Office. In April 1987, June started as a research analyst for the House Consumer Affairs Committee, the PUC's oversight committee in the House, and in 1989 became the executive director. While with the House, June worked on the first Chapter 30, the water disk, electric choice, natural gas choice, the telecommunication device distribution program, and one call reauthorization, in addition to consumer issues involving the automobile lemon law, the landlord-tenant law, the telemarketer registration, cable services, and many more. And then in December of 1999, June joined the PUC as Director of Legislative Affairs, still in the Commission's former offices in the North Office Building. We all remember that building. While at the Commission, June continued her work on so many important utility and consumer issues involving Chapter 30 and broadband deployment, Chapter 14 and its reauthorization, the VoIP Freedom Act, Electric and Gas DISC, and LTIP, the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Law, Act 129, the Transportation Network Company Law, the Pipeline Safety Law, the One Call Transfer Law, the Act 13 Impact Fee, and Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority Oversight. June worked under seven PUC chairmen, including my predecessors, Chairman Quain, Thomas, Fitzpatrick, Holland, Cawley, and Powelson. She assisted 16 commissioners through the Senate confirmation process, and some more than once. All of this success adds up to an impressive career, largely here at the PUC. Our entire commission and those who depend on utility service are all the better for June's long and distinguished state career. June, of course, didn't do all of this work alone, but she led a dedicated team that also included Arlene, Kara Sheriff, and the much-missed Tom Beam. In addition to her PUC family, June enjoys the support of her husband, Ken Perry, of soon-to-be 36 years. She also has two wonderful sons, Adam and Luke, a daughter-in-law, Samantha, and one grandson, Caleb, and two granddaughters, Kylie and Tatum. June says that she's been truly blessed and couldn't have done it without all the support of her family, many commissioners, PUC staff, her staff, Arlene, Carrie, and Tom, and her many legislative friends, members, and staff. We wish June a long, safe, and healthy retirement with her family. We know that neither June nor Arlene will be strangers. We will miss them both and hope to see them again soon. I also want to take this opportunity or give an opportunity to my fellow commissioners if they want to make some comments on the retirements.
Chairman, this is Vice Chairman Coleman. Thank you for the opportunity. Now, I'll be brief. I'd like to associate myself with all of your kind comments for both June and Arlene. You know, these are those bittersweet moments where we have long-term PUC family members that are leaving the PUC family and moving into retirement years, which is a wonderful time for sure. I think you touched on, let me just make a quick comment about Arlene's service with the commission and just how critically important the role that Arlene plays in our organization and that she is the face of the commission for people who called the commission, and she is the first impression. And I just can't tell you how pleased and proud I've been of Arlene's service in that role in providing a very personable and courteous response to people as they're calling into the commission. So I want to wish Arlene a wonderful, happy retirement, and I hope that she comes back to us post-COVID to visit us at the commission. And with June, I first met June back in 2010 as I just coming to the commission and finding my way around, and June shepherded me through the Senate visits as I was going through confirmation, and I just can't tell you how much I appreciate from the very first days of interacting with you, June, as our legislative director, through the 12 years of my tenure at the commission and all of the good work that you've done in representing the commission in legislative matters. So I want to say thank you to you for your service, and wish you well in retirement.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Coleman. Commissioner Unora.
Yes, Arlene and June, since I'm only there about 2.5 years, and the last 2 years we spent with the pandemic, I really didn't get a chance to spend much time with you, but I do appreciate your service, and I want to wish the both of you a very happy and enjoyable and lengthy retirement. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Unora. And now, without anything further to come before the commission, I will entertain a motion to adjourn today's meeting.
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman and second by Commissioner Unora to adjourn. I think we're all in favor, but I'll ask. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No opposed. Motion passes 3-0. Thank you, everyone. We are adjourned.